Welcome back and Chodesh Tov to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It is great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 30th and final day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Brian Bornstein of the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on campus at California State University at Northridge in Los Angeles, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Bornstein slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf, Chav Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121 and 130, and I'll be followed, as always, by the Mishaberach, Lechulim, and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bornstein.
Thank you so much. Thank you all so much for having me back. Thank you to the OU for putting this unbelievable initiative together. And thank you, Naftali, of course, for being the point person and making this happen daily. You know, last week we started the book of Genesis, and globally speaking, the book of Genesis is the formation of the royal family. And globally, the book of Exodus is the formation of national Israel. And when you look at last week's Parsha, Parsha Bereishit, it's like looking at Google Earth. You can see a picture from space of North America, for example, but there's no detail. That's roughly what Genesis chapter 1 is. There isn't great detail. God creates fish, and then there's never mention of fish ever again. But if you press the zoom button on your computer when viewing Earth, you can zoom to an incredible amount of detail. And we see God do just that when he zooms in on this week's character, Noah. Right? He's an unusual personality who's considered righteous for his time. And what does Noah do? Noah comes out of an ark and he sees a destroyed world. And there's an opinion in the Gemara, in the Talmud, that says that the fruit which Adam and Eve made their mistake with was a grape. And the reason that they deduced that reasoning by looking at Noah. Noah saw a destroyed world, and he wanted to show God that unlike Adam, he could overcome the physical. And that's the reason he planted a vineyard. His goal really was to rectify the world to the level that it was before that mistake. And of course, the physical overcame him, and Noah failed. Then we move on to next week's parsha, where Abraham is told to leave everything he has. Leave your family, all the possessions, leave the land that you know, leave it all behind. Why did God ask Abraham to do such a thing? You know, all of us here on the phone call, all of us are a composite of earth, right? The physical and the spiritual. We're part angel and we're part dog. Animals, for whatever reason other than birds and monkeys, most animals all walk, they walk on all four. Their backside and their head are on the same plane. But humans, we walk standing up straight. And we're taught that angels are always standing totally erect, totally straight. They're always holy. And we have the decision whether or not we'll stand up straight like angels and be holy, or we'll be like an animal and not be holy. What God was doing was he was testing Abraham to see if he would choose the spiritual over the physical. Leave your home and all the security that you know to go to a place that I'll reveal to you at a later point in time. God tested Abraham to see if he would choose the physical, the earth, or would he choose heaven? And that's why God rubs it in with extra language. Leave your father's house, the place you were born. God could have just said leave. All of this extra language that God is using is to rub it in to see if Abraham will choose earth or heaven. You know, we just finished the Jewish holiday season, and there was a lot of focus on our behavior, right? It's brought to our attention in synagogue, in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, known as the 10 days of repentance. But we all should really focus, you know, it's much more important how we act between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah than it is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the significance of that grape is that a grape has skin, and underneath the skin it has the flesh. But in order to produce wine, you have to stomp on the grapes. In order to climb a ladder, you have to press down on each rung in order to go up. It is the beginning of the Jewish year. All of us will face small daily obstacles over time. Over time, these small daily choices that we make, daily, hourly, whatever it is, those choices that we make transform us into the people we become. I'd like to illustrate that by sharing a story with you, and then we'll do the Tehillim. At the turn of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, there was the Maggid of Yerushalayim. His name was Rav Shwadron. And he would give a shiur, he would give a class to teenage boys. And one day, one of the boys didn't show up to class. And after a few days, Rav Shwadron got worried, and he went to the boy's house, knocked on the door. And the young man opens the door, and he's surprised to see his rabbi. And he says, "Rabbi, what are you doing here?" And the rabbi says, "I was just concerned about you. You haven't been to class. I just wanted to make sure that you're okay." And the boy says, "I'm doing great." And so Rav Shwadron says, "So if you don't mind, I'd like to know why you haven't been coming to class." And the boy says, "Well, Rabbi, you don't understand. There's this game called soccer. And right now there's a league, and it's in the middle of the playoffs. And the playoffs happen to be during your classes. So I'm sorry, but when it's done, I'll come back." And Rav Shwadron says, "I don't understand. What's soccer? What's the game?" And the boy got excited, and he said, "The rabbi really wants to know what the game is." He says, "Sure. I want to know what it's all about." So he gets excited, and he starts becoming animated, and he says, "Well, you see, there are two teams, and we have goals on either side, and the point is to score, to hit the ball into the opponent's goal. And whoever gets the ball into the opponent's goal the most times wins the game." And Rav Shwadron says, "So what's the big deal? Just go kick the ball 10,000 times into the goal." And the boy said, "Oh, I forgot to mention one small thing. There's somebody called a goalie." "What's a goalie?" "Well, his goal, his idea, his job in the game is to block the ball from going into the goal." So Rav Shwadron said, "So why not just move the goalie out of the way, and now you won't have interference to kick the ball into the goal?" And the boy said, "Without that interference, there'd be no point. Without that challenge, there wouldn't be any point. There'd be no gratification." And Rav Shwadron said, "Listen to what you just said. You come to my class every week, no problem. But right now, you have a goalie in the way trying to block you from scoring. It's called the soccer game." All of us have those little goalies in our life. And with this unbelievable life of convenience that we all have, different types of obstacles show up daily for us. The question is, are we able to, on a micro level, daily, overcome these little obstacles to become the person that we ideally would like to become? And small growth, baby steps. When you go to the gym, you start off with the baby weights, the 2.5 pounders before you get to the 5 pounders and then the 10 pounders. And la'at la'at, slowly, slowly, we can transform into the people that we would like to become. Now we'll do the recite the Tehillim. We'll start off with Perek Chaf or Psalm 20. Mamatzeach Nizmor LeDavid, Ya'encha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzio Nizadecha, Yiskor Kol Minchotecha, Ve'olatcha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chovavecha, V'chol Atzascha Yimalei, Niranena Bishuasecha, V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Nishalotecha, Ata yadati ki hoshi Adonai Mishicho, Ya'anehu Mishmei Kacho, Bigvurot Yesha Yimino, Ela Varecha Ve'ela Vasusim, Va'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Hema Karu V'nafalu, Va'anachnu Kamanu V'nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'anehu, V'yom Koreinu. Psalm 23. Nizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, binot deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchot inahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni Bimagli Tzedek, Mema'an Shema Ho, Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Samavet, Lo Irara, Kiata Imadi, Shiftecha Umishantecha, Hema Inachamuni, Ta'aruch Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Sorurai, Dishanta Vashemin Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Achtova Chesed Yirdifuni, Kol Yimei Chayai, Shafti Beveis Adonai, Li'orech Yamin. Moving on to Psalm 121. Shulamalos Esa Enai El Hahari, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Ose Shemayim Va'aret, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Ayanum Shomracha, Hine lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomracha, Adonai Tzilcha Ayad Yeminecha, Yomam Hashemesh lo Yokecha, Yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Seischa Uvoecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Moving on to Psalm 130. Shir hama'alos mimama kim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tiyena uznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Mimavanos tishmorya Adonai mi'amod. Kim chaslicha l'ma'an tivare. Kibisi Adonai kibsa nafshi v'livaro hochalti. Nafshi la Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed, v'harbe imo fidus. V'hu yivte es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We'll now say the Yishaberach. Yishaberach avosenu Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo. Uyvarech v'yirape es ha-cholim. Ba'avur sha'anu mispalalim nishlamam, bizchar zeh ha-kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, La Halimam Ularaposam, La Hazikam Ulachayusam, Vishlach Lahem Rufua, Shlema Min Hashemayim, Lechol Evrahim, Lechol Gidehem, Bisel Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Rufuas Hanefesh, Rufuas Haguf, Hashra Ba'agala Vizman Kariv, Tenomar Amen. Chenu Kolbeis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batsara Vashivya, Ha'omdim Bein Bayam Vein Bayabasha, Malcolm Yerachim Aleihem, V'yotzie mitzara l'rbacha, ume afela v'ora, mishuud v'gula hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Gorenstein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and our refuah for all of those in need, and whatever it is that we may be praying for, that all of our prayers are answered. L'tova, someone reached out to me yesterday. They did not hear the number that I mentioned in regards to the low estimate, and certainly the number is higher, of how many words of Tehillim have been recited on this call. 52 million is the low estimate. It's much, much higher because at times we've done 5 Tarakim. Other times we've done very, very long Tarakim, chapters of Tehillim. That is the low bar estimate of the number of people who have called in, and assuming that everyone who calls in recites the Tehillim with us. An unbelievable accomplishment, and the best is yet to come. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.